rolling?
Yep.
It's 6 o'clock. We'll call this meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order for February 14th of 2023. I will pass on the reading of the meeting procedures if that is no objection, because everybody here is either a veteran presenter or a town board member. So, okay, I will go ahead and ask that we do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And everyone is here except Dr. Wana, who was scheduled not to be here and kept to her schedule. There is a public comment period that we can open now. Is there any public comment for an item on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll go ahead to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of January 31?
Move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Approval of the agenda. As presented, there are two items. Move to approve for the agenda?
Move to approve.
Okay. All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Mike, do we have any informational items?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Then let's begin with item one, ET23400002, also known as ZC19-0777, waiver of development standards, second extension of time to remove departure distance on TP, design review for a park on 10-acre public facility zone, generally located at the southwest corner of Patrick and TP within Spring Valley, and this is in Commissioner Justin Jones' district. We have the presenter here for that? Yes, sir. And this, and sir, this is just for the extension, right? Okay, so if you would just fill us in on the reason for the extension. That's what we need to rule
on. Yeah, the basic reason is the project was under the process of being secure with the lease with BLM due to delays associated with the BLM. Couple years for us to get through that process and then to complete the off-site design improvement plans with that intent of the park design has put us over the expiration.
BLM took a long time to do something.
Yes, sir.
Shocking. Yeah. Okay, any comments from the audience? No? Any from the commission or from the board?
Just confirm, it's just time delay, correct? There's no changes or anything to the design.
So just a quick comment. So since you have more time, I would hope that this would give you an opportunity to really transform this park on a water conservation basis, that you're looking at all aspects. Are you working closely with SNWA in terms of?
Very much so, yes. Okay. Las Vegas Valley Water District was very involved in the review of the plans.
Okay.
In fact, this park is going to be one of the few constructed where we're using mostly native plants. You know, the places we're using higher volume of water plants is around the turf areas for the public to use.
So it's recreational turf.
Yes.
And is it warm season Bermuda grass as opposed to cool season tall fescue, which uses 30% more water?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Then I'm totally on board with this.
Okay, anyone else?
No.
All right. Okay, do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. 4-0. Okay, item number two, ET23400004, also NZC18-0813, MCAT Capital Group LLC, holdover change, second extension of time to reclassify 2.5 acres from an RE zone to a CP zone in the CMA Design Overlay District. This involves a use permit for a major training facility, waiver of development standards to allow modified driveway designs. The design review was for the major training facility and office complex. This is located at, the east side of Santa Margarita, 300 feet south of Patrick within Spring Valley, and is in Michael Knapp's district. Sir, again, this the same question. The only issue is the extension of time. No other changes?
Well, it's very simple. It's basically, I'm the pinch hitter here. I'm the contractor. I'm the guy that provides the money. got the, we had money to provide Mr. Cardenas probably in 2019, December, it was all settled. And then 4 months later, we're in a lot of parking lots, the pandemic issue. And I had to pull back the money and give it back to the investors, you know, so that's the reason. Otherwise, we would have been doing more, so.
So basically, the issues were COVID-related, pandemic-related. Okay, thank you. Any comments from those in the audience? Seeing none, we'll come to the board. Anyone on the board have any questions or comments for this applicant?
Same question. There's no design changes since the last time, correct?
Sorry?
There are no design changes or anything, correct?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, anyone else?
I need to be transparent. My son has a competing business in the same area, so I will abstain from voting on this one.
Is it a conflict?
Could be. I don't know. I mean, it's, I voted in.
This is only an extension of time.
And I voted in favor of the extension.
Okay.
Of time.
I mean, just.
But I just want to be transparent.
No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can always disclose, but not necessarily not vote on an item and disclose the same day. Just let everybody know I have some.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to to not vote.
No, I appreciate that, but it's better to be better to let it out and keep it in. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Do we have a motion on this item?
Move to approve with staff comments.
Okay.
In additions.
With staff conditions.
With staff conditions.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have a motion. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have no general business. Again, have an open public comment period. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything in particular for us tonight?
Other than it's nice that Justin made it.
Barely.
Should we reconsider?
He comes by every 2 years. All right. Seeing none, then I will announce the next meeting date is February 28th, 2023, and we'll call us adjourned.
At 6:07.
Thank you.
7 minutes.
That may be the fastest ever.
Did we start at